Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Arby?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Arby. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm a little better than good because it's Thursday, and we're almost there, right? Not that we're counting.
Yeah. Good point.
So... I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good mm-hmm. as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
She said that it's going to appear on the when you search in Google Bar, like for appliance, like an app opens. And with the list of the companies, is that
yes.
where your advertisement is going to? Okay. All right.
Yes.
And it includes
yes.
the company and the information and everything. But it's not the Google Map. Is it in the Google Map or this is different?
This is the same.
It's
the same as the Google Map. But the only difference is the Google Map listing itself. You can do that on your own. You don't have to hire a company for it, right? That's free. Google offers that to every business. But that listing in and of itself will never bring you a client unless it's getting exposure. So the value to what we're doing is that a position became available today for your category and industry to put RB
mm-hmm.
Appliance Solutions on the first
mm-hmm.
page of Google and Bing in a spotlight position. And incidentally, it is in the maps, but it's the highest revenue generating section online, meaning that 87% of consumers, when they do a search, they'll bypass the paid ads and the Google guaranteed leads and all that jazz at the top, and they'll go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. Okay? And
okay.
The nice thing, too, Arby, is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month. So they're not even going to ask you to sign an annual contract, nor are they going to charge you a higher rate based on the amount of jobs that you receive. Okay? So
okay.
The main benefit is definitely within the exclusivity. Now, you've
okay.
been in business for 6 years, right?
Yes.
Excellent. That's just enough time. Anything 5 years and over will qualify you for our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50%
mm-hmm.
reduction off of our regular rate, and it'll set
mm-hmm.
everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. Now, what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also
mm-hmm.
we'll program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program RB Appliance Solutions into the, you know, mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now,
right.
Do you have a business Facebook or a website or anything like that set up yet?
I have a website, obviously.
Okay, good.
I have a Facebook and Instagram, but I have not worked on that a lot. So it's just kind of, it's just sitting there. It is created, but I'm not doing any advertisement or anything on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, I definitely understand. And here's why I asked you that. Because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So it's pretty cool how it works. You know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it seems like somebody's following you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't happen by accident. Mm-hmm. Somebody is following you. The mm-hmm. search engines are tracking mm-hmm. what people are searching for. So we'll make sure if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company mm-hmm. coming up. So it's something that's designed mm-hmm. to bring you even more mm-hmm. new clients coming from the social mm-hmm. media platform. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system too, which means you're going to be able to see which new clients came from Google, which new clients came from Facebook. You'll see which mm-hmm. keywords they actually typed in to find you. And if they mm-hmm. use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which zip codes they came from, you know, so that way everything is very transparent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
yeah, to have that bundle service that, you know, the ad will appear in the Facebook too. And Dwight, again, I have an account, but it's not active. Is that enough for the customer to see the advertisement in his, like, Facebook? Or
yes,
I need to keep my Facebook active?
We would go in and we would activate it for you, and we would put some fresh posts on there and whatnot. You would just have to give us access to it. So if you signed up, we would send you a link so that mm-hmm. you can add Local Splash mm-hmm. as a manager to your Facebook page, mm-hmm. and then we would start mm-hmm. actively updating it and running the ads on it for you. Okay? And then...
Is that included in the fee or not?
Yes, that's included in the fee. All of the maintenance, mm-hmm. all of the updating, all of the programming, all of that is included in the package for you. And you'll be mm-hmm. grandfathered into this rate, so we would ensure that it would never go up for you. So it wouldn't matter if you took on 5 new jobs in a month, or if you grew your business and you took on 50 new jobs in a month, you're still paying that same flat rate. Okay? And then... Mm-hmm. You know, being that it's a month-to-month program, Arby, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, obviously, it's better to not have any contract.
Yes, and we do that because we're a performance-based company. You know, we allow you to try the program, track the results that you're receiving, and pay as you go. So there's a definite reason mm-hmm. that, you know, tens of thousands of business owners renew with this month after month after month. It's because it's working and it's profitable and it's bringing them business. So I am so thrilled for you. You're absolutely going to love this program. So I'll send you a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one that's on your website, which is the rbappliance.inc@gmail.com?
Yes.
That one will work. Okay, good. And then what's your last name?
Hayrapetyan. HayRapetyan.
Thank you for spelling that. I have a last name like that too. My husband's Samoan, so every time I say it, I have to spell it anyway. So, but I have HayRap as in Paul, T as in Tom, IAN as in Nancy?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then officially, what is your first name?
Arby.
Oh, Arby is your first name. Okay, good. I thought that that was a nickname.
Yes, it is my first name, yes.
Okay, I thought that was, okay, that's cool. So now, for the listing on Google, do you want the ink on there, RB Appliance Solutions, Inc.?
Are you opening this account right now? Like,
yeah, I thought you said you wanted to take advantage of it because it's a month-to-month program. I thought you wanted me to set up the account. Is that the case?
Well, it is, but I need to sometimes because, I was talking to the lady.
Yes.
And then I told her that I have Google Local Service Ads.
Okay.
And I just started working with Angie, too. And so it's just kind of I'm in a tight place now. And I was going to ask for some time to make a final decision. I'm not thinking I don't want to do it, but it's just I can't give you a straight answer right now.
Thank you for relaying all of that to me, Arby, because I understand where you're coming from. You have the local service ads through Google. You have Angie's. If you add up this on top of all of that, your marketing dollars can only stretch so far, you know, and I appreciate that. So I would be willing to see if they would allow me to put something together for you along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you've already spent. Because we deal with a lot of the Angie Leads clients, and what they do sometimes is they put their leads on pause for a couple of weeks just so they can allocate some money to try this program. And then what they find is the revenue that they get by being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they can get on Angie Leads. And pretty soon they're saving a ton of money on their lead fees and they don't even have to buy leads anymore. Because why would you when people are calling you directly? You know what I mean? So
No, I agree. My ad is on pause. I just opened that account maybe yesterday or day before with Angie.
Mm-hmm. And, wow. It's brand new.
I'm new. And the reason is, honestly, I was working with the company. And now we have some issues. So I decided to work for myself. So, but I have had this Google ad, local ad, for literally 5-6 months.
Okay.
That's why I just applied with Angie, because Google service local ads are so expensive. Like, it's crazy. And it's expensive because of the customers, because this big company put up big money. Like, they pay $100 per lead to get, because the economy is terrible. It's just, I feel it. I mean, the economy is really bad. So they're not getting enough job for the technicians. They offer free estimate plus. They pay big money per lead. So for small companies like me that I can't afford $90 a lead, there's no job.
That's expensive.
Even, right now my budget is up to $75 per lead. And in last week I just got one call. That means other companies are paying more than $75 per lead. That's why I'm not getting anything. So.
Oh, I see.
Now if I want to work with all this, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, to improve, to get some leads, but I'm just applying all over the places. I want to see how I can manage it. And at the time, I just paused. I have paused the Google ads because, again, it's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with Angie. The problem with Angie is Angie sends the lead to 3-4 different companies at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is not good either, because the customer can call 3 different companies and still have to pay for that lead, even though somebody else got the job. So.
Yeah. You know what? That's the benefit of this program, Arby, is that we only work with one company per category, per area, to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. Because let's say that I brought you on board and then I brought another appliance company on board that did the exact same thing in your area. That would be like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding on the same item. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we only work with one, and that's why I know that you're going to see such a nice return on investment because of that profitability. And also because of that, we haven't even seen a position of this magnitude available in the Google Maps in your area for about 2 years and 10 months. And that's because everybody wants to be on the first page where that high revenue is generated. You see, so we have 40 technicians that are calling out right now and only one position available. Because of that profitability, this position, it will fill within 3-5 phone calls. So either it will be you that's benefiting, you know, from the book of business that's in your backyard, or it would be a competing client. So with that being said, I have a waiting list of clients all over United States and Canada where for some reason they couldn't participate when we reached out. And sometimes they call me back even, you know, 15 minutes later. But once the position fills, we don't have a way to remove an existing client in efforts to make room for them. Okay, so this is like beachfront property where everybody wants to be there, but there's only so many available. So with that being said, Arby, let me tell you what I think I might be able to do regarding the pricing, and maybe that will offset some of the money that you've spent. Because at the end of the day, I can't do anything about, you know, what you paid Angie Leads or the agreement that you have, but I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question. Okay? So I had to do this once before where I asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. And what that would do is it would waive your setup fee for you altogether, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to just $249. So if I could get this approved, it's going to save you $150 today, plus it'll save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think that that $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only $8 a day to increase your business. So, you know, in order to do this, I'd... Yes.
I'm sorry, what was your name, ma'am?
My name is Tina.
Tina. All right, Tina, let me ask you this. You said it appears on the first page of Google where it lists the businesses, and it shows the location of the business, right?
Like correct.
My business is located in Northfield. Now, here's the thing. Well, based on my experience, I've been living in this area for 2 years, and there's not much business in this, radius of, let's say, 10 miles from where I live.
Okay.
Now, if somebody, is living, let's say, in Santa Monica, and, but he's not gonna call the companies that are probably closer, located close to that location. So I don't know how this thing works. Like, this appears, you know, if somebody in, I don't know, are you in L.A.? Are you familiar?
We're in Orange County. I'm familiar with L.A. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We're in Orange
okay.
County.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Orange County. What a nice area.
Thank
much
you.
Better than every town. much
I like
better.
It down
much
here, better. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. You have better policies. You have better mayors and everything. Much better.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
So let's say I'm in Valley area and somebody needs an appliance repair in Pasadena. And if the guy search for appliance, my appliance obviously is not going to appear in that list if the customer is in Pasadena searching for appliance repair, correct?
It all depends on the keyword popularity, the population density. There's a bunch of variables that go into that. Because have you ever seen where, like, you search for something on Google? Let's say that you're searching for a plumber and you happen to know a plumber that's in your own backyard that's really good. And you search for that plumber, and then all of a sudden you see that there's these other plumbers that are showing on the list that are, you know, 15 minutes away, and you're like, that's weird. How come this guy that's right in my backyard isn't showing, but these other guys that are 15 miles away are? And that happens because if the person in your own backyard has a weak internet presence, and yet that company that's 15 miles away has a strong, dominant internet presence, when you type in that word plumber, even though the guy in your backyard is right next to you, Google will send out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for, and Google will recommend that other guy because he has the strongest, most dominant internet presence. And that's what
regardless of the location.
Yes, but it's dependent on the population density and the keyword popularity too. So Let me give you an example. Let's say that we put a company on the first page that happens to be a taxi cab company and they're in New York City, right? They might only get a couple of mile radius because there's thousands and thousands of taxi cabs in New York City, right? But let's say that we place an art gallery and they're out in middle of the state in Idaho, right? That company might get a several hundred mile radius because there's not that many art galleries in Idaho. You see what I mean? So it all depends on different factors, but that's the main reason that Google allows us to bundle our services with the Facebook ads, because of course you'll be tied into your business address, right, which is in North Hills. But with the actual address, you know, let's say you want Santa Monica and San Fernando Valley and Pasadena, all of those areas, hopefully you would get a reach on the Google Maps for them. If you don't, then no problem. Then the Facebook ads would also be running in those places. So with this package, you kind of get the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Now, what was the reason you asked, or maybe the previous lady, the other lady asked me, what is the reason that you're traveling for work? Like, if somebody, you know, search for appliance repair, let's say, in 60 miles far from me, is it gonna, well, then I'm like, how do you set up that radius? Like, how far I'm
so she asked that, yeah, I see her note that you put 40 to 45 miles. So the reason she asked that is when we set up the ads, we send a budget to Facebook to run those ads for you. And then we put a daily cap on that budget so that you'll never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month. That will never happen because we put a cap on it. So if we put the specific areas that you're wanting to run those ads in, then those ads, that budget will last longer. So let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, you know, that Facebook charges, you know, 10 cents per click, right? And let's say that you have a $3 a day budget, right? So you're going to get, you know, 30, 40, 50 clicks before your budget runs out for that day. So if you say, I want a 40, 45 mile radius, maybe you're going to get clicks from Inglewood and Watts and different areas that are not desirable to you that you don't want to go into, right? So you would be better off to say, hey, can you please, you know, and our technician would set this up for you when they do the client interview. Could you please run the ads in Pasadena, and could you run some in Beverly Hills and in Hollywood? And you kind of select Santa Monica, certain areas that you do see would be profitable for you. That way, your ads, that budget's going to stretch out further, and you won't get clicks eaten up by areas. Now, if some people are adamant that say, look, I'm going to take anything that comes my way within a 40 to 45 mile radius, that's great. We'll set it up that way, but that budget is going to get eaten up a lot quicker than if you do a targeted. Does that make sense?
Yes, just like Google. So even with your ads, I can choose the zip codes or the cities or areas that I want to get, like, get clicks from?
Yes.
Control
yes.
Them,
so with that $249 package, $100 of that goes straight to Facebook to run those ads for you. So you definitely, when they do the client interview, they will be talking to you about the specific areas. And what I always recommend is pick 3 to 5 solid areas and just target those initially, because that way you'll get much more bang for your buck than if you do a radius. Now, let's say that you tell me, oh, but Tina, I want 50 different areas. You can have whatever you want on, you know, Facebook and even on Google if you, you know, have a large budget, right? So we could always, you know, they start with the $100 budget. But you might say, you know, next month, hey, I did so well with that. I want to increase the budget this month to $200 and add on more areas. So you could always do that. But I always recommend, you know, pick maybe 3 or 5 solid areas. Actually, you know, with Facebook, you could probably even do 5 to 7 areas and still have that budget, you know, get you a nice return in the areas that you're targeting.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do, because it's just me. I can't even go, you know, from one side of the city to the other side. So I can't cover the whole area. So I'm just going to lose all the calls. I don't want to do that. It's just me. I don't have anybody else at the time helping me, you know. I'm the
only
technician, so I'm not gonna target 50 different cities that I can't cover.
Yeah, no, you're very smart. You're very smart to do it that way, to just do it more targeted. So, I mean, with that being said, Arby, I mean, if I can get this friends and family pricing approved for you and get everything going for just $249 out the door, I'm sure that you'd be more than willing to try it for a month or two, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Of course, yes.
Yes, okay. So in order to get this approved, I have to send out the request to my director, and I'll get an approval or a denial on it. We work on a GChat system in the office, so he'll usually reply to me within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So I'm sending out the request now, and then while I wait on his response, I want to go back in and finish verifying your address. Make sure that I'm having this correctly. The RB Appliance Solutions, just to backtrack, did you want the ink on there, or did you not want it on there, or does it not matter?
Which one? I mean, the solution?
For your business name on Google, do you want the incorporated RB Appliance Solutions, Inc., or LLC, or do you just want it as the RB Appliance Solutions?
I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Like,
I would recommend that since you have the incorporation, leave it on there because it adds credibility. You know, most people,
okay,
when they find you on Google, they're not going to care if you have an incorporation or not, so I don't think it would matter there. But it's always good to have it because it does have extra credibility. All the people are going to care about when they see you is that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done, and we're going to be building up that internet presence for you anyway. Now, the address that you said in North Hills, was that the one on Lamar Street, 15844?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put that down. In the event that Google has to send a new PIN verification code in the mail, I don't think they'll have to, but if they do, it would come to that address. So do you receive mail at that address?
Yes.
Okay, and then this is the phone number you would like to have displayed on Google, right? The 747-257-9515?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then, let's see here. When I typed it in, oh no, it did. Okay, let me just, yeah, you know, when I typed it into Google, it auto-filled it for me and put Los Angeles. Is North Hills like an outskirting, suburb of Los Angeles, or?
Yes, it's part of Los Angeles County.
Yeah, it's funny how it, because normally if I put in North Hills, it'll autofill North Hills, but it's actually autofilling for 91343 Los Angeles. So let me just fix that. Yeah, and then, oh good, I'm getting a response back. So hold on, let me see. My light is blinking. I want to see if they'll approve this for me. One moment here. Oh, excellent. You know what? He said go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family pricing. Waive the setup fee also. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. So I'm so glad that that works. So I have to actually apply these two promo codes for you, so just bear with me. One is to take the setup fee off, and the second one is to adjust the pricing. And then I can secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
So it's going to be the $249 a month, correct?
Yes, and you're going to be grandfathered into that rate where it never goes up too. So what I'll do in a minute is I will send you an email that says terms and conditions, and you'll just go in and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that way you're grandfathered into this pricing, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be a Visa card.
Okay, and then is it also the same billing address, or is it a PO box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the same address.
same. Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4815.
Okay.
8810.
Okay.
0843.
Mm-hmm.
8335.
Okay, expiration?
1024.
And the code?
711.
711. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now, Arby, is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create that appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
This says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
RB Appliance Solutions, Inc.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
RB Hirapetian, CEO, owner of the company.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the payment, the initial payment for the account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of just $249 on May 16th. When the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to look at the calendar and see for the appointment.
What is the company's name called Local Splash?
Yeah, it's localsplash.com. I'll send you a text message right now that has a link to our pricing page. Don't fall off your chair when you see it because you need the platinum package. That sells on our site for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. But remember, that will not apply to you because the position just became available and we're filling it today. And I also got that the pricing authorized. So what we're going to do in a moment is go in and just, you know, acknowledge it so that you get grandfathered into this rate. But for your client interview, that appointment is going to take about 20, maybe 30 minutes. Do you want to do one that's closest to now? Because we have a 10 o'clock open. If not, we can schedule for later today because we also have an 11 or a 2 or a 3 o'clock.
Actually, let's do 3 o'clock, please.
3 o'clock. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, Arby, is I'm blocking out an hour for you from 2 to 3 o'clock Pacific time. And that's just, oh, I'm sorry, from 3 to 4 o'clock Pacific time. And that's just in case our technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, in order to grandfather that pricing in, did you get a text message from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me check.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 text messages, one from 877, the other one coming from 951.
Okay, let me look here. One second, I'm just going to see. Okay, so the 951 is the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, right?
Right.
Okay, so click on the link in that one, and then that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Right.
All you have to do is scroll down to the bottom, and there's two little boxes that you have to check. One to show that you're authorized on the account, the second one to show that you received text messages, and then you would just plug your name in and hit confirm signature. How does your name look? Does it look like I have the correct spelling and all of that is set up okay?
Where does it show my name?
It should show your name right above the signature bar. Right above that orange box that says confirm here, it should show your name. Let me just check the link.
Hi, Rob. Yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
So then type it in exactly the way that you see it there, and then hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. You don't have to worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you at the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in for you.
Okay. RV, and confirm signature. And what is the phone number to contact you, or in general?
Yes, that phone number is on that text message that I sent you too, but just so that you have it, if you want to write it down, it's 877.
Okay.
635-6225. Okay. Okay, now when you call in, RB, let's say that you have an update or a billing question or you just wanted to talk to a technician to revise something, all you have to do is hit option 1 and anybody that answers the phone can help you. If you want to talk to me specifically, my name again is Tina and I'm at extension 777. So if you type in that 777, it will ring directly to my desk, okay? And we're available for you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Now, do you have a Google Business page set up already? Because I don't see one for you.
What is it? Google page? What do you mean?
The Google Business page, that's the one that shows in the map. Sometimes people create one and they have it for their business. It's just buried out there somewhere and it's not getting, results. Because if you have a Google Business page, I'll send you an email that you can add us to it. If you don't have one, then no problem. We'll just create a new one for you.
Google Business page?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's when you, I used to work with this previous company, A-Plus Appliance. When
yes.
you type the name, you see the it comes up the company and it shows the website and the location and the map. Is that what you're referring to? No,
yes.
I didn't know how to get that, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good. No, that's good that you don't have it because then we'll create a new one for you. So there's two things that I want to let you know. Number one, it is Google's going to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, especially since you're in the LA area, right? So what they'll do is they'll want us to prove to them that you're a valid business in the area before they actually publish that listing. So an email went out to you. And it's in the queue. It's not gotten to you yet, but it will get to you within the next 15 minutes. And it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So that email is going to suggest about 7 different items. One is going to say, Arby, if you have a business registration or do you have an invoice with your business address on it or a business card? If you don't have any of that, do you have a work vehicle with a California license plate or some work tools? So you don't have to send pictures of all 7 items that are in that email. just send over whatever you can, because that way when Google gets with us and, you know, they get on a video call with us and they say, okay, we want you to prove that this is a real business in the area, then we have everything that we need so that they'll publish it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and that,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say the second thing is Google doesn't do it for everyone, but they used to do it for everyone where they would send a 5-digit PIN code in the mail. So if they send it, that will get to you within 5 to 10 business days. So if anybody else checks the mail at that address, just let them know, hey, if you see a little postcard size envelope from Google, just set it aside for me because it's very important. And when you get that, if they send it, you don't even have to call me. You can reply to one of our emails or to one of our texts. As long as you get that over to us, we'll be able to submit it to Google on your behalf, okay?
Okay, but that's not 100%. I may get an email that just requires, as you said, the license number or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
They might see the email and they might say, okay, we're automatically approving this guy. Or they might say, hey, we want to do a video verification where he just stands out by his truck and we can verify that he's in California,
okay.
You know. So they'll give us the next steps that are available if they don't send that code. Sometimes they'll even text it to you. Sometimes they'll say, okay, we'll text you a 6-digit code. So if you see anything like that, just let me know. But it's Google will always offer different options, and we'll be communicating that with you. That's why in the voice verification, it says please be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to create that Google business page automatically. That is
absolutely. Yep. That's what they're going to be starting that process when they call you at 3 o'clock today. They're going to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website, getting you placed, starting creating the Google business page. They'll send you an email so that you can add us to the Facebook page so we can start running ads on it.
Okay.
And then I have one last question for you, Arby. There's a Yelp listing out there that says RB Appliance Solutions with an 818 phone number on it. Is that a is that a different area that you're running a Yelp campaign in, or is that an old phone number, or what is?
Yeah, that's basically my personal phone number, and I worked with Yelp, but then I stopped it because I was not getting anything back. That's the other phone number. Yeah, that's another phone number. Basically, now I use this 747 for my business, but when I had that Yelp ad, I didn't have this new line, so I used my personal phone number, which is 818-777.
Oh, so can I put this 818 number on your account as a secondary line, like if the technicians called you? Okay, so let me do that. I'm happy I asked.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you have a chance, you know, call Yelp, and tell them, even though you don't run the ads anymore, tell them that you want to update your business phone number to the 747-257-9515, because with Google, if everything's consistent, it will help you rank faster. That's something that's called NAP, name, address, phone number. They want everything to be matching. So sometimes if there's a Yelp listing that has a different phone number and then a Google listing and an Andrews that have a different phone number, that throws a red flag with Google. So it's not a, you know, end-all situation. If you can't get Yelp to update it, don't worry. We're still going to get you on the first page. But it will definitely help you if you can ask them to update it for you, okay?
Sure. I'll do that. Now, I'm going to get this email from Google to verify the business, is it going to be before 3 o'clock, before that interview?
No,
the
email, let me see. It already went out. It's it says it went out at 9:26 a.m. Pacific time, and it's titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So you can fill that out right away and send that to us. And then at 3 o'clock when they call you, they'll send you the second email, which will help you add us to your Facebook page, okay?
Okay, so to provide us with the required document, either reply directly to this email or fill out the form?
Yeah, it's a Google form. So if you put the information on the form, it'll be a little bit easier. But if you would prefer, you could also reply to the email. And then when the technicians receive it, they go in and they put that info on the form for you.
Okay. I'm going to do that when I get back home because I have a license.
So I guess that's a better verification.
That's a good very good verification. Yeah, I think you'll have no problem if you send that license and maybe one or two other items on that list. If you have something, send it over. And that, you're going to do very, very well with this program, Arby. I always tell people, the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you'll get. You know, some people say, oh, I don't really care what you put up there for me. Just, look at my website and figure something out. And if that's how they want to do it, that's fine. We'll still get them good results. But the people that are personable about it and they do things quickly and they go on there and they put their own content, which will pull some content off of your website for your Facebook and for your Google listing,
right,
all of that. But, down the road, let's say that you have a really cool before and after photo, maybe some, new construction that put new appliances in, or someone that, you had to, everything was completely banged up and dismantled when you got there and you had to go in and fix it and put new parts and now it's beautiful, anything like that that you get down the road, send it to us, and that's all free of charge to do updates. It's included in your package. So, you can always send us content after the fact too, and that will always help you, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, well, I enjoyed talking to you. Welcome aboard. You're all good to go for now, and then the technician will be calling you around 3 o'clock today, okay?
Okay, great. Did you receive my electronic signature? It went through, right?
Yep, it says here there's a green check mark. It says it went through. Good, that went through.
Okay.
And again, if it did go through, it will ask you for a username and password. That username and password is already in your welcome email, so you already have that. But just so you know, sometimes people call me back 5 minutes later, Tina, I need a username and password, and then I tell them, oh, just look in the other email that says welcome to Local Splash, and you'll see it in that email, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Where do I need this? For what reason I need the password and username? Like,
that's so
no
that once it launches, it's not an app, it's a website. It's my.localsplash.com. And that's your client dashboard where you can track how many clients came from Google, how many clients came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords that they're using, and you'll also see which zip codes they're coming from. So that's that tracking system. And then once the Google listing is verified and it goes live, we'll also help you get some 5-star reviews on it. We'll send you a review generator email. So if a new fresh review comes in, you'll be able to see that on your dashboard as well. So everything will be tracked there for you.
Okay, so to see all this, the website was localsplash.com.
Yes, if you go to localsplash.com, you'll see a login button at the upper right. You would just have to click on it and enter your username and password. But if you go to my.localsplash.com, then that page automatically just asks you for a username and password. And then you would just enter it.
mylocalsplash.com.
Yeah, but put a dot after the my. my.localsplash.com.
Okay, my dot's local. Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if you have any questions between now and 3 o'clock, just kind of make a side note on it, because they'll definitely be able to answer any questions at that time also. Or you could always just call me right back. You have my extension now, too.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you, Tina.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you. I'm so thrilled for you, Arby. So have a very, very profitable year. And then, like I said, the technician will be calling you later today, okay?
All right. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.